Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now with our pre-opening commodity report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The U.S. dollar is sharply higher. Crude oil prices are sharply lower. And in the overnight trade, we saw a sellout across the grain pits. Will we see follow-through? We'll discuss that and more in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called steady to weaker overall, but mostly lower pecker bids are expected. Terminals are called flat to lower in a light volume. Top prices from $48 to $50. Peoria is called steady to weak today with a top price of $48. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,122 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $68 to $74, the weighted average $70.92 on a live basis. Barrels and gilts sold from $51.25 to $59.66, the weighted average $55.20. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 11,481. The base price range, $66.50 to $71.62. The weighted average, $68.86. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $51.06 to $57.25, and the weighted average was $54.58. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. As we start this week after a long holiday weekend, of course, the tropics are playing a role in the weather both directly and indirectly. For the Midwest Corn Belt, it's more an indirect situation we're looking at. First off, we have Gustav, the center of which is now over northwestern Louisiana, and rain is falling over much of Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, and much of Arkansas. Far eastern Texas and southeastern Oklahoma in on the rain. Some of those areas are going to get heavy rain over the next few days. Most of the heavy rain will stay to the west of the main soybean areas of the Delta, although some of the Arkansas and Louisiana fields will be getting a lot of rain, and of course it's a bit late in the season to help the beans there. In fact, some harvesting taking place down that way, so that's not going to help out there. Some of the moisture will get into the southeastern portions of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, but there again, the main production areas will probably miss out on that. Now, there is a cool front approaching from the northwest, producing a few scattered showers from southwestern Minnesota into northwest Iowa, eastern Nebraska into north central Kansas. That front's going to slow down as it pushes southeastward because of Gustav throwing a block. But as it does move in to the central Corn Belt, it's going to tap some moisture from Gustav, and I think there will be some rain for some areas that have been very, very dry over the last month plus. Now, of course, rain is not necessarily needed as much now as it would have been a week or two ago, at least in terms of helping the crops along. But still, some of the very late crops that could use a little moisture to help yields or at least help stop the reduction in yields will get some moisture as we go through tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And that moisture should then start to shift to the east once we get to Saturday. Another front may approach from the northwest, putting some more precipitation into the upper Midwest. Bottom line is we're going to have some more rain around than what we've had of late across the Midwest Corn Belt, but we're not expecting a deluge or anything that's going to cause any crop problems. Now, the next system is Hurricane Hannah. Hannah actually has just been downgraded to a tropical storm as it approaches the Bahamas. So for the Bahamas, it's going to be a lot of rain and some wind, although not a major hurricane. Now, this storm could reach hurricane force again later today or tomorrow. It's expected right now to move generally to the northwest and then north and probably make landfall in the U.S. somewhere around Georgia, South Carolina, and that area. And that's going to cause some heavy rain in parts of the southeastern U.S. later this week, and then it's going to slowly move up the east coast, probably inland, so more as a rainmaker than as a wind and storm surge maker as we go through the weekend. So some heavy rain possible for the Carolinas into the Virginias and Maryland and Pennsylvania and New York, but it looks like that's going to stay east of the Midwest Corn Belt and not affect the Corn Belt at all. Other than it will slow the west to east progression of weather systems. Then we have Ike out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and that could be aiming for the Bahamas toward this upcoming weekend and could affect the U.S. next week. That storm still has potential of going into the Gulf of Mexico, and then again it may turn and go up into the Atlantic somewhere or along the east coast. That storm is far enough out that time will tell on what really happens, but that storm potentially could go into the Gulf. And, of course, the Gulf storms have more of an impact on our weather than the ones that turn in the Atlantic Ocean. And then there's yet another storm out off the coast of Africa. That will likely become Josephine, and that one is sometime next week. That's still that far out that we just don't know. So, anyway, the bottom line is after dry weather over the weekend and today, looks like some wetter weather is coming in for the latter part of this week. And then beyond this weekend, it's hard to say what the weather will do because the west-east progression of weather systems will be interrupted by some of these tropical systems, in particular Hannah. And we'll have to see how everything lines up before we can make a definitive forecast. Now, of course, the other thing people are looking at now that we're in September is frost. And there's going to be some colder air moving into the U.S.-Canadian border area, the Northern Plains. So there's always a chance at this time of year that temperatures could get down to frosty levels. But I do not see any frost heading into the Midwest Corn Belt anytime soon. So we're not worried about that yet. And we will keep our eyes, of course, on the north and northwest of here because we are in a season where that will be more of a factor than most with the crops being so far behind, but no frost worries yet. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 805, down 13 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 18 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 770, down 9 and a quarter. Last trade down 33 and 3 quarters. December, 792, down 9 and a quarter. Last trade down 33 and 3 quarters. September corn opened at 560 and a quarter, down 8. Last trade down 26 and a quarter. December, 576, down 9. Last trade down 27 and 3 quarters. March, 593 and a quarter, down 10 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 30. September beans opened at 1306, down 26. Last trade down 65. November, 1302, down 22. Last trade down 66 and a quarter. January, 1320, down 21 and a half. Last trade down 67 and a half. September soybean meal opened at 365, down 240. Last trade down 1570. September soybean oil opened at 5244, down 96. Last trade down 242. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
The U.S. dollar sharply higher, crude oil prices sharply lower. The overnight trend definitely to the downside. Follow through today, Pete?
I think we'll see follow through from the nighttime session. We're looking at limit down on corn and beans, especially with the crude oil down that hard and then the metals down that hard, all the outside forces. Also, rains coming to the Midwest from Gustav, and all of that right now is pushing things lower. Maybe we'll try the lows that we made about 3-4 weeks ago at the $5 area on corn and the 11.70 on the beans.
So at 504.5 and 11.68, do we then sit and see what this market is made of going into the September report, do you think?
I think that's what you look at, is that those lows that we made there, we bounced off of them $2 on beans and $1.25 on corn the last time. Will we do that this time or not? That's the big question. But it looks like they're aiming to get to those places and then see if they'll hold.
What about the wheat market today?
Wheat market down another 30, 35. It doesn't look like limit down, but it was down, you know, over 30 last night. people are trying to buy wheat and sell corn, so that's maybe what's holding it up some.
What do you see over on the livestock side today?
Over the livestock, we're just looking at mixed. Lower prices should help them gradually down the road, just to have lower prices stick, and we don't know that that will happen.
I'm sure the phones are ringing pretty briskly this morning. What are you telling your people?
We're telling them that we have the chance to go back to that old low, and then we have to see where we're at. We would be looking at, on if we got back down there, looking at buying calls. Until then, we would be just holding and waiting. We wouldn't be selling anything on this down move.
Do you think that you would be interested in re-owning part of your corn crop if we got back to 504.5 again?
If we got back to there, if we hadn't sold some of it very well, we'd be interested in re-owning it. If we'd sold it really well, we would go on to looking at the 09 crop.
All right, Pete, thank you very much. We'll
thank
talk
you,
to you again. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. By the way, all of our reports are available on our website at WILLAG.org. You can subscribe to podcasts, click on MP3 files, download MP3 files, or use Flash Player to get all of our agricultural programming at WILLAG.org. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.